previously deported illegal alien wanted for allegedly killing unborn baby in hit-and-run crash. By John Binder on February 28, 2019. A previously deported illegal alien is wanted by Polk County, Florida police after he allegedly killed a woman's unborn child in a car crash. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is searching for previously deported 48-year-old illegal alien Bionel Servan Gomez, whom they said crashed into 22-year-old Courtney Belzer, who was 8 months pregnant with a baby boy. The unborn baby died due to the trauma of the crash, officials said. I lost my baby because of this situation, you know, and just I can't get him, I can't change that, Belzer told 10 News WTSP. Catching him or not, is not going to change that I lost him. And that's really the only thing that's been, I've been thinking about mostly. That's the part that hurts. Police said Servan Gomez fled the scene of the accident after hitting Belzer, who also had her one-year-old in the vehicle as well. The child was uninjured in the crash. Just 2 hours before the hit and run, police said video surveillance footage shows the illegal alien buying alcohol at a nearby convenience store. Police confirmed that Servan Gomez is in the U.S. illegally and was previously deported to Mexico in 2000. As for Belzer, she has continued grieving for the loss of her baby boy. I was so close and you know, I felt him every day and now I don't. It's just hard, Belzer said. I miss my little boy, even though I didn't see him. I felt him inside me, I felt like I could have had him that day. Anyone with information about the illegal alien's whereabouts is asked to call 863-534-6300. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.